This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here, toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. Just submit whatever you want. It's Reddit-based, so if you've got a Reddit account already, you're one step of the way there. You get a Free Talk Live account. That's also free. You link the two accounts together, and it's that simple. You just post whatever news article, blog post, YouTube video, anything you find online that you think we'll appreciate or our other listeners will appreciate, and it might just end up on the air. Now, of course, the best way to get on the air here on Free Talk Live is to call in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark will be telling us about a mom who called the cops on her teenage son over something that almost every teenage son is guilty of, pornography. We'll get into that here in a moment. We've got Daniel in California. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Daniel. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. So I grew up in the Bay Area in Northern California, and I'm a more or less lifelong libertarian, so I've been banging my head against this wall for a long time because most of the people around here are pretty liberal-minded, especially...
Yeah, the wall hasn't softened where you are.
No, not at all, yeah. And especially the demographic that I was in, I was an upper-middle-class white guy in Sonoma County, which is pretty hippy-dippy. Went to hippie private schools with, like, kids whose dads were in the Grateful Dead and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of the patterns that libertarians get into when they try to communicate their ideas and the problems that they keep running into and the landmines they keep stepping on. And so I thought I wanted to share a couple of those ideas.
Please.
I think the biggest problem we have is we come out swinging. We are so eager to point out to everyone where they're wrong, their misconceptions, the things they're oblivious to, the things they care about that they shouldn't care about, the things that they ought to care about that they don't care about. Everywhere they're wrong. And it just...
Yeah, you're better off pointing out when they're right.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to start where people are and then bring them to where you are. You can't just stand there pointing at where you are and be like, don't you see? It doesn't get you anywhere.
Mm.
And I think the biggest problem we have is that because politics are so sort of bifurcated, you know, the whole left-right thing and you versus me sort of thing, that everyone you talk to is always looking for an excuse to dismiss you as an enemy.
Yes.
Or someone who's a corporate hack or whatever, you know. So if you're talking to a hippie, you got to convince them that you don't just hate poor people or whatever. And if you're talking to Marine, you got to convince them that you don't just hate America. And I think libertarians would really benefit if they would spend more time at the beginning of the conversations establishing that, like, we are not your enemy. We are not these cartoon characters in your mind of bad people doing bad things, which is how many liberals and conservatives see the other side.
Right. They've, the one thing that has been very effective on the right and left new cable news channels is to paint this cartoon character, to create this cartoon character of the person with whom we disagree. And I don't know that there's anybody out there that hates America, right? Like, you know, libertarians are probably the ones that get thrown in this category the most, but you'd think that there were these leftists out there that just hate America. I haven't met these people yet. Maybe, but I think that some people may think, you know what, maybe national boundaries are a concept that would be best left in the 19th century. You know, maybe we can move beyond these things. But, you know, each person has their different ideas to how these things could go away and that kind of thing. But the whole, I just hate America, no. You know, I try to look at every issue from both sides, and when you're talking about international issues, usually there's one side and the other side's America. Like, really?
Yeah.
That's almost always what it comes down to with national issues. You know, there's the other side, and then there's America. Why? Because America's inserted itself in every single international incident.
So I'm still not entirely positive, and I hear the term a lot, but I'm not really positive what the phrase, you hate America, actually means.
It doesn't mean anything coherent.
It isn't deep.
I mean, it's a superstitious spell. I mean, it's like saying God bless you after a sneeze. They hear a certain phrase and they say, you hate America. And it's as automatic and reflexive as someone sneezed, so I said God bless you. You don't think about it. It's nothing coherent. Mm. It's just
right, but,
coming out of their mouth to express an emotion.
Well, where I'm coming from, though, is if by you hate America, you mean that I want the federal government to dissolve itself, then yes, I'm guilty.
Right on, yeah.
If you mean that I don't like the Grand Canyon and the Rocky Mountains and oceans and SeaWorld, then no, I'm not guilty of hating America because I like those things.
Well, I think you're trying to elevate the phrase to a level of precision that it's not meant to have. I mean,
I'm trying to be reasonable and logical.
Right. You're not being condescending, which is what's needed in this circumstance. You know, I'm sorry, but the person that's whipping out, you hate America, isn't thinking about this, isn't spending any time thinking about this.
Yeah, you're Cobra Commander in his mind. It's not real. It's childish.
Which one was Cobra Commander
even
again?
Even when we talk like this!
Cobra Commander was
bad. It is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Leave it to the professionals, Mark.
Sorry.
In fact, I missed Cobra Commander. He used to call this show, actually, and maybe he'll be gearing up his campaign again for 2016, because he was running for election back in 2012 and was updating us on his campaign. Good call tonight, Daniel. Any other tips you want to share?
No, that's it. Take it easy.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Pete. He's in California as well. Hey, Pete, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was kind of wondering, when are people going to violently revolt and walk it alone? Because you know what? I agree with the libertarian thing, you know, but I don't agree with the because somebody else isn't bothering me necessarily that makes their behavior moral or ethical or okay. Like, for example, me being a conservative Tea Party, actually the cadre of the Tea Party out here for the greater area, I don't like the propensity to accept things that are immoral, like pornography or being a faggot or doing narcotics or abortion. Or as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, I don't do that, you know, and maybe that's because of my... you know, biblical background and stuff, but...
I'm confused. Okay, first, you've brought up several different things here. You've brought up shooting, which, of course, we've had a conversation about that before, Pete, on this show. We do not support, at least the three of us in the studio tonight, do not support the idea of shooting to solve problems,
that's
somehow going to fix the bad government.
Well, I agree with
and nor do I think that people who are watching pornography should be shot. Were you suggesting that pornography, something should happen to people watching porn, or are you saying you want to leave them alone?
No. I was saying I agree with you libertarians in most things, you know, being a conservative and stuff and thinking minimal government. But I believe that what is it going to take to protect those God-given rights? Because the tyrants, the federal government isn't going to dissolve by itself. What is it going to take for them to just leave us alone and not have to be forced to do that? I mean... is it too
good
late
question.
For our civil liberties, or is it?
No, it's never too late.
From being violent, it's, because look at
no,
look
it's never too late. So you've asked a lot of questions. Let's start having a conversation where we can answer some of them, okay, Pete? So it's never too late to assert your rights, although it can get more difficult the longer people wait in order to do that.
Well, yeah, there's probably some Jews that tried to assert their rights there at the end.
Yeah,
and it didn't go well.
Sooner rather than later would be good, and that's one of the reasons why liberty-minded people who love freedom are moving to New Hampshire to, you know, join with the Free State Project and to get active so we can stand together and assert our rights. Because if you stand alone and assert your rights, you'll just have your head cut off by the people calling themselves the state. And if you are standing together, then you'll have strength in numbers, you'll be more powerful without ever having to lift a finger to commit any violence. Thanks for the call, Pete. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. 1-800-273-7733. Either way, whether we're talking about violence or peaceful solutions, you still need people on your side. Whatever yes. you do alone, you might as well just forget about it. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to check out the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org. And by the way, I did find the story about the Google car. It did apparently go the wrong way down a one-way street and ultimately crashed. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. I forgot to mention, we're live. It's Labor Day here in the Free Talk Live studios in Keene, New Hampshire, as Mark, you and I are celebrating 8 full years in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
On this here weekend. It was Labor Day weekend 2006 when we made the move as early movers as part of the Free State Project, and I have just had such a blast. It's been so great being here as part of the Free State Project. Of course, the idea of bringing freedom-loving people all together to the same geographic area. It's not just Keene, New Hampshire. That's just one of many possible destinations. Lots of people moving to Manchester, Concord, the Seacoast, Nashua, and small towns all across New Hampshire. Over 1,600 people are here now as part of the Free State Project, and many more are pledged to come. Over 15,000 was darn close to 16,000 the last time I looked. I don't know if they have quite crossed that line. I imagine I would have heard something about it had they crossed 16. We want to reach 20,000. In fact, they are, 15,979 participants right now. So they're about 21 signers away from hitting 16,000.
Let's just go ahead and get that done tonight. If you've been thinking about the Free State Project, if right now that's your intention to move, then you are qualified for the statement of intent. Look, I understand that there may be a lot of things for you to overcome in the next 5 years or whatever to move. That's not what the statement of intent is about. The statement of intent means you intend to move. So if it is your intention today to move, you should go to freestateproject.org and sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. And now some people really have to go through a lot before they can make it to New Hampshire. And Andrew Jones is one of those people. He is already a Free State Project participant. And he unfortunately is not going to be able to come here anytime soon because right now he's on house arrest awaiting trial by the federal government for being one of the administrators, allegedly, of the Silk Road underground drug marketplace. You can go to drewsdefense.org. You can help contribute money to his defense, his legal defense. His parents are not wealthy. He is not wealthy, and his parents had to actually mortgage their house. They had to put up their retirement incomes, post those things as collateral, essentially, to get a bond posted for their son, $1 million bond. So he's currently out on bond, but still needs help. Go to drewsdefense.org, Andrew Jones. He's a Free State Project participant, and I hope we can get him up here one of these days. But right now, he cannot leave his parents' house. He is there 24/7 awaiting the trial. Now, Rob, of course, Andrew hasn't been getting all the press coverage. In fact, he's barely gotten any whatsoever. Ross Ulbricht has been getting a fair amount of press. We've talked about Ross. We've had his mother on the show. I support Ross's efforts as well at freeross.org. But Andrew needs probably even more help. Drewsdefense.org is his website. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So let's get into the story about the mom calling the police. Mark, you got this.
Yeah, this one's off the HuffingtonPost.com. A mother in South Carolina called sheriff's deputies on her son this week after finding porn playing on her living room TV. According to the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to a residence Tuesday afternoon after a distraught mom called 911. She stated that
911.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is an emergency. She stated when she entered her residence, her 15-year-old son was in his bedroom. Reads the police report. Mm. Her daughter turned on the TV and porn was on. According to the report, the 40-year-old mom immediately turned off the TV, ushered her 2-year-old daughter out of the room before calling the police on her son. When a sheriff's deputy arrived, the mother, whom HuffPo has not identified to protect the teen's privacy, said that she had several problems with her son's behavior recently. This is the mother. I just don't understand it. The mom requested that a report be done to document her son's behavior and due to her daughter's being exposed to porn.
This will go on your permanent record.
Of course, and it did. Listen.
We caught Johnny with one DVD of Barely Legal number 7.
That's a pretty good one.
According to Lieutenant Kevin Bobo, the sheriff's office did not make an arrest or issue a citation. I don't know of any South Carolina law that was broken, Bobo told the HuffPo on Thursday.
I think I can think of one, actually. This woman called 911. If you're calling 911 to report a non-emergency, isn't that
Isn't that illegal?
I don't think that. No, I don't. I think that police need to use discretion,
yeah.
right? And in dealing with a distraught mother who clearly has her priorities mixed up as
yeah.
far as you know things go, that the best thing to do is to say, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but this really is not that uncommon." And I'm sorry that you were exposed to this, and I understand you're from a different age.
My heavens.
Yes, I've got the vapors.
Isn't it the Vespers? Or no.
Those are little motorbikes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, those are Vespas. However, the teen's mother did complete a voluntary statement detailing the incident, according to the police
on
report.
Record.
The mother, who was identified as a local real estate agent by the Smoking Gun, did not respond to HuffPo's request for comment Thursday. Bobo said the 911 call was the first of its kind to his department.
That's too bad. I would have loved to have heard her response. I would have loved to have had some quotes from her about this.
She should have called 311, which in South Carolina is for non-emergency police and other county or city services.
I don't think anybody knows the other ones.
You know, well, like, I'm on the South Carolina website right now for E11.
This was an emergency to this woman. Her daughter just saw some pornography.
And wasn't her daughter 2 or something like
she
that?
She had a 15-year-old and a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The 15-year-old was the son that was in the bedroom.
I don't believe that's entirely
the
case.
That's what it said. It said
give me just one second.
The son
here.
Was in the bedroom.
All right. Her 15-year-old son.
No.
Hold on just a second. According to the Spartanburg Dispatch, she's her mother. I'm sorry, her son...
yeah, you better be sorry. I've read the story. I'm pretty sure it's 15 is the son.
Her
and
daughter turned on the TV. So you're telling me a 2-year-old turned on the TV?
Yeah, why not?
2-year-olds know how to work remote control. Heck, 2-year-olds know how to work iPhones now.
All right.
Come on, could your son have turned on a TV at age 2?
I don't know. We keep the clicker up too high. We don't want him to just be able to walk into the house turning on a TV. I think
he might find porn.
The crime here is that you let your 2-year-old walk straight in the house and turn the TV on.
Well, what I want to know is, why was the son watching the porn on the main TV set in the house?
More
clarity.
He
might not have a television in his bedroom.
Maybe. Maybe mom should just get him his own computer so
get
he
a laptop.
Can sit in his room, lock the door. Maybe it was one of those things where he was like watching the porn on the family TV. Mom came home,
so
and
he turned it off real quick.
That's
TV,
all he could do.
Right.
Ran in,
zipped his pants up, runs into his bedroom,
yeah.
but he didn't have enough time to hit stop or turn the computer
right.
off or something like that, or
change the channel.
Maybe he just figured that it was.
He doesn't
you know,
have that muscle memory to know like all the things
well,
you have to do to sort of un.
Well, when mom shows
disarm
up,
the porn
on,
bomb
he,
before.
He, here's the question: was it one of those, you know, like the scrambled porn channel.
Come on, where does
these
that thing
days?
Exist?
These days?
Jeez, have you
thing.
Dated yourself?
That's,
you're not 43.
But that's the weird thing about the story is that you have to put it in perspective of this is 2014. It's not the same as when we were kids right. where I know exactly what you're talking about, Daryl. You would, back in the day, television used to be analog signal and they had to scramble the signal in order to make it so certain pay-per-views were
Let me get in this last line from Bobo here. Is it unusual for a mama to call police on a teenager looking at porn? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's the cop. That's the police officer in that case, Officer Bobo. 855 453. We'll come back with more here in moments, and you can share your close calls. Or did you get caught? Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, I had a question online earlier today and about My Magic Mud, which is something we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live.
Lots and lots of our listeners have gotten this, because I'm getting all kinds of comments and questions, too.
Yeah, and they've said really nice things about it, like this stuff actually works, like you guys say it does. Because our listeners don't believe us when we say something works.
I don't understand it. It's not like we, you know, it's not like we're coming out and endorsing products we don't believe in.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think that the way we act on the air, we're as truthful as we honestly can be about everything.
That
they just go for it.
I don't blame them. They're skeptics.
You should be skeptical, but
they got to know for sure. And they've been trying it, and I've seen the posts on our Amplifier forum where people are raving about it. But one of the questions I got was, does this only work on recent stains, or does it work on, you know, stains on your teeth that have been there for a long time?
I don't know. I couldn't say.
I believe that it does. My girlfriend has had some pretty significant results and from using My Magic Mud, I think.
I think your teeth have gotten whiter, too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure those stains have been there for a long time, so... That's my observation.
Define a long time, like a month, a year.
Years. I mean, she's been a cigarette smoker for years.
I think it's worth a shot. Why not? Go to MyMagicMud.com and get a canister. It's 150 applications. In four applications, my teeth were as white as they can be, sort of naturally.
Hmm.
And that's what I don't want chemically whiten teeth, but right. I would like my teeth to be as white as they can be, and my Magic Mud can do that.
It's natural. It's tooth powder.
It is. And it also polishes your teeth and, you know, really gets the – because, I mean, we know bacteria causes cavities, right? And what it's got in it is charcoal, like a charcoal filter, and bentonite clay. And what these things do when they come in contact with the water, they become activated, and then they bond to things. So the charcoal, instead of bonding to the stuff in water when it's filtering it, bonds to the bacteria in your mouth, grabs it, and pulls it out of there. My mouth is much cleaner than it was using just regular toothpaste.
Here's a comment posted 2 days ago by Luke, one of our listeners. He says, not sure if anyone else has given an endorsement here or not, but my supply of My Magic Mud arrived last night, and the results I'm seeing this morning are consistent with what Mark has reported.
Yep.
No early morning film on my teeth and no booty stank upon waking. I'll report back after I have a few more uses under my belt, but I'm already noticing a reduction in stains. I, too, am a big BuzzBox coffee drinker and quit a 10-year-long smoking habit last year.
There you go.
So those ringing are endorsements.
Yeah, those are old stains, too.
Where do you go to get one of these things?
MyMagicMud.com. It is totally worth it. I will use this stuff for the rest of my life. I don't care when they stop. If all our listeners get it and they just stop advertising at some point, fine by me. I'm going to continue to using it. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, so let's continue here. We were discussing a pretty ridiculous story out of South Carolina that unfortunately doesn't seem uncommon these days, or at least it seems becoming more common, where parents will call the police because they're frustrated with their kids, because
yes.
their children have done something that is against the rules of the household, but not necessarily against the law. So a perfect example is the story, Mark, that you've been sharing here about this 15-year-old teenage boy who was caught allegedly with pornography. Now, it could have been the husband. I mean, I don't know if she's a single mom or not, but it could have been the husband that was watching the porn, and now this, you know, the son's getting the blame for it. But either way, she called the police on him over this, and there's been other situations where parents have gotten into arguments with their kids, and they've called the police or whatever. They've just been maybe just so frustrated with their children. And they've called the police, but that seems like it almost seems like an admission that you're a bad parent, right? Like you can't even handle disciplining your children, or
well,
you can't
not
handle
to them. I mean, to them, this is beyond the pale. I've told my son about pornography, and now he's just going to have to face the consequences. Mm. I'm calling the sheriff, and Lieutenant Bobo says. Lady, come on.
Illegal.
Stop wasting our time.
See, maybe she's one of these people that thinks that people watching porn need to be shot, and she's read articles about people that call the cops because their kid did something. Cop shows up, shoots the dog, shoots the kid.
Well, this is one of the problems with doing what this woman has done is that it's not uncommon for parents to call the police on their children and their kids to end up dead.
Mm.
Like there's been an instance where a car was stolen, the kid got shot and killed because he tried to get away from the cops, and the cops said, he came at me with a truck, and bam, the kid's dead. And, you know, of course, suicidal kids are upset, have a knife in their hand, things like this. Dead kids.
So it's a good thing this young man wasn't looking at pictures of teenagers his age, because then he might have been charged with child pornography. As a young female was after her parents called the cops on her. This is a similar story from the Huffington Post from about a few days ago. A Virginia couple has turned their teenage daughter into local police after they discovered she was exchanging racy images on her electronic devices. The girl, who is 13, had been using her phone to send nude photos of herself to boys, said the parents. The mother of the girl told WTVR, quote, looking through her phone and the tablet, we did find sexual pictures and conversations that were very inappropriate for her age. Everybody wanted to be her friend because, according to these people,
I'm sure they did.
She was cool now, unquote. The mom said the girl received messages from at least one boy who appeared to be in his late teens asking if she wanted to have sex. That led them to contact the Dinwiddie County Sheriff's Office. They took her daughter to the station and turned her over for questioning. Police say they're investigating the case. The boy who sent the messages is believed to be a senior at an area high school, and depending on his age, that could mean felony charges. But now how can he get a felony just for inquiring about sex?
Lewd and lascivious, I suppose?
That's not a felony, is it?
Well, it depends on what you've done lewd and lasciviously. I don't know the answer.
The prosecutor said there are other options available, and the girl may also face charges. In fact, I'm surprised they haven't charged her yet, when we've seen multiple stories of teenagers, both male and female, being charged with manufacturing child pornography for taking pictures of themselves and then sharing them with their friends. Now, in a lot of cases, they will intervene on some of these charges, and they will make a deal with the kids where, okay, son, you have to go to a porn class or something like that, some sort of anti-sexting course. I actually remember I looked up one of these courses after I learned they exist, and I looked it up to see what this was like, and, you know, it's one of those mandatory four-hour government classes where they tell you about how bad it is, kids. You shouldn't be taking pictures of yourself because it can ruin your life, and then they give you a 10-question quiz at the end, and you've done your requirement
right
at that point. So a lot of times they will ask the young person to plead to a lesser charge and require them to go to a sexting class. So in some cases, doing the sexting doesn't result in a lifetime of a sex offender registry, but in others it certainly could. Disturbing story nonetheless. Yet another pair of parents using the police to solve a problem. Now, it's certainly arguable that it could be a bad idea for your teenage daughter to be putting pictures of herself naked online. But you're only going to make it worse by bringing the police into the situation.
Yeah, I mean, the most qualified person to deal with the situation is you. I don't know what else to say. You're just the most qualified person to deal with the situation.
Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, so I asked for stories. Maybe, you almost got caught or you did get caught with pornography when you were a teenager. Would love to hear if you have one. I've got one. So I had...
Is there magazines in the story?
No. This was from the 1990s. And so, let's see. I think I was in high school at the time. This was back when you could call BBS systems. This was before, not really before the internet, but sort of in the transition period where the internet existed and so did BBSs as well.
Okay.
So BBSs, for those of you who are younger and have not heard of this, BBSs were sort of the precursor to the internet. You could call someone else's computer, usually in your local area, because you wouldn't want to call long distance and be billed by the minute to call one of these services. But you could do that if you wanted to pay the money for it. You'd call someone else's computer and they'd have this software set up where you could connect and then share files and transfer messages and play games with other people. And on some BBSs, they had porn areas. So I had downloaded some of the porn.
Back when you downloaded porn, yeah.
Yeah, from those BBSs. Well, don't you still download porn today?
Some people do. Technically, if you're streaming it, then it's downloading.
Yeah,
it's just
downloading.
Not being saved.
Not saving it. More coming up here in moments. And I got busted with some of those pictures. I'll explain how in moments. You can tell your story as well. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can amp over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we haven't mentioned this in a while, but the platinum amp pins are still available. We have some very special and very limited edition platinum pins that have basically the Free Talk Live logo with a fist and the phone and breaking the chains. You can get that on a fancy shiny badge from Shiny Badges and shinybadges.com. Of course, you can go there and get all kinds of cool stuff. But you can get one of those by becoming a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Now, you don't have to do that. The regular level for amping is $5 a month. Platinums are $25 a month. But whatever it is you feel is appropriate, please, if you send it along to us, we'll put it to good use. We'll get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. That's what Daryl and I do during the daytime, although today was a day off due to Labor Day. Normally, we call radio stations and pitch the show to them. And also, some of the amp money goes to buy online advertising to bring new internet listeners on board as well. So you're making a big difference for us when you amp the show. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com to get started there. Use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So it was in the 1990s. I had downloaded some porn from, I think it was a BBS or two. And so I have my porn collection, and for whatever
reason. Is this video or just pictures?
Pictures. Okay. Just pictures. At some point, I put the background of Windows to a picture of a topless woman. And I left it that way on accident. I went away from the computer for a little while, and
this is a remarkably bad idea.
Yeah, one
this
of my
was not your computer, right?
Well, no, it was the family computer.
The family computer.
Yeah, and
you have a younger sister, is that correct?
She's 4 years younger than me, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure that went well.
So I'm sure back at this time, there was probably only a family computer. There wasn't Ian's computer, the sister's computer.
I didn't have my own computer until I left the house.
Speaking as the parent in the room, I'd like to say that was your parents' first and main concern.
What was?
Was the younger child in the house.
They didn't say anything like that to me.
Fine. Well, it doesn't matter. That's what their concern is.
Well, if that was their concern, they should have said that. So anyway, they caught me, and my mom gave me a stern talking to about how porn is bad or something. I honestly don't even remember what the points of her conversation with me were, because all I was thinking about was how I would hide, you know, cover my tracks.
I'm glad I can't get caught doing this again.
Yeah, so I suspect that was kind of similar to what was going on with the 15-year-old in the earlier story, where he got caught watching porn on the TV set. Although he wasn't caught in the act of watching it, he was in his room when mom came home, and then the 2-year-old daughter turned on the TV set, and there was porn there. So the presumption being that maybe he, you know, saw his mom come home and just real quick turned the TV off. And
maybe he heard the car pull in the driveway.
Right.
So I found two things on the story out of Virginia. Found two things.
Which one is in Virginia? That's the teenage girl?
Yeah, where the 18-year-old asked, you know, would you like to have sex?
Right.
I found two felonies.
Potentially 18, the high school senior.
Right, high school senior, potentially 18. If he is 18, there are two felonies that he could possibly be charged with.
Hmm.
One is titled Taking Indecent Liberties with Children, and it is a Class 5 felony to propose to have sexual intercourse with anyone under the age of 15.
Hmm.
The other
that sounds
is
like the one. Yeah.
Conspiracy to commit a felony.
Interesting.
Which is also a felony.
But that's a 4, not 5.
Right. So one's a class 5.
It's a worse crime if she says yes.
Yes.
Okay.
One's a class 4, one's a class 5. Both are bad, okay?
Yeah.
Now, would they bring her up on a conspiracy charge as well?
No.
No, because you have to be over the age of 18.
They're just going to punish success.
She'd be the victim there. So, yeah, would love to hear from you if you've got any stories of being caught. Did you guys ever get caught?
With porn?
With porn.
My stash of porn magazines was thrown away more than one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, what was your mom digging through your closet and your drawers? How'd she catch you with
it? For whatever reason, she happened to be in my closet. I don't think that I really felt like I had privacy in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had hiding spaces and that sort of thing. But you don't want to hide it too well, because you need to have relatively easy access to this stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of what happened. What are you going to do?
I never got caught. I almost got caught a couple of times with a couple of my dad's VHS tapes. Mm. Like, I found my dad's stash.
Right.
And, you know, because we only had one VCR, and it was in the living room.
And I think I drove before I got to see porn that moved. I mean, I don't.
And we, do you remember the VCRs where it would have the little counter with, you know, like 000s?
The physical counter on the VCR? Yes.
So I would always make sure that I rewound it back to the spot so that he would never suspect anything. And there was one time that I was watching something, and I hear him pull up into the driveway and just, like, you know, shut that off real quick and threw some shorts on.
So you left the video in the VHS unit?
Yes, until
that was risky,
he
right?
went back.
Right. So the risk, that could have been the very same risk sort of that was now taken in 2014 by this teenager, although,
yes,
you know, in back in the day, it would have been a pain to wait for the VHS tape to then come out, right? You'd be sweating waiting for that thing to come out. Mom's coming up the wall. Right?
Oh, that was one of the times when I just, like, popped it out as soon as I had the chance and, like, ran and threw it in his closet.
But what I'm thinking was what happened with the 15-year-old is he was in the midst of watching it, and then he just didn't have enough time to shut it down. Like, you left it in the VHS deck. So if Dad had come home and decided he was going to play the movie that he thought he left in there last night, turns on the TV, he'd have been busted.
This is the thing that I really sort of I get high and mighty about within this story is this woman walks in. Okay, so, you know, kid probably throws on whatever clothing he has, runs into his room, turns off the TV, right? She comes in. That 2-year-old walks to the TV, turns it on before this young man can get into better clothing, you know, get in some lesser state of excitement, come back out, get the porn out of, off of the TV that is just off at this point and playing, right? To somehow disarm the porn bomb on the TV.
Wait till mom goes in the other room or something
this
like that.
This 2-year-old has already turned on the TV before this has happened. And I've got to say, your family's addicted to TV, lady.
Your thoughts are welcome. Share your story. 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones here. Actually, go to Skype where Freedom is on the line. Dave, rather, from Las Vegas. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I probably lost count of the amount of times that my father had called the police on me when I was younger.
No.
None of them had anything to do with porn, though.
Okay.
That wouldn't be an issue in my house, I don't think. But two of them that I remember clearly. One was actually, he had hit me when I was 12, like in the head too. He like actually punched me, and he called the police out of frustration.
So he called the police on himself?
Strange. No, well, he called them on me, but it just didn't make any sense. It was
my son assaulted my fist with his
head. So that was strange. Nothing happened. I don't know though, you know, this was years ago, what would happen now if the same thing had happened.
Well, let me ask you this, Dave. What do you think the best solution would have been in this circumstance? Do you think your dad getting an arrest or whatever for punching you in the head would have been beneficial to your life?
No. I mean, that would just cause more problems. I don't know.
I mean, really, that's the only thing a police officer can do in that circumstance.
Right.
But I would say it's completely unacceptable to punch your 12-year-old son in the head. I can understand. Believe me, having a 6-year-old son, I get it. But, it's not a good solution.
Well, calling the police was just ridiculous, but I guess it was out of frustration. But there was another time I remember when I was 14 and I had a knife. This was in Massachusetts, so pretty much everything was illegal. But it was actually a knife that had, it was like knuckles and had a knife that hung out the side.
Okay.
And it had fallen out of my pocket, and I didn't realize it. And then he saw it on the couch, so he had picked it up. And for some reason, he gave it back to me, but then said he wanted it. And it was a friend of mine, so I said no, and I left. And he had called the police. When I came back, I had given it to another friend, so I didn't have it on me. But
son, that's pretty cool. I want it.
Right.
Give it over.
So at this point, what he's trained you to do is to deal with police. I don't know what he's talking about. I think that he's had too much to drink. You know, like you, at some point or another, you get good at dealing with the police, and your dad's basically taught you how to be that.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I've had other incidences with police as well, but he would call them just. You know, there was nothing really illegal about it. I guess in that circumstance, that knife was illegal. So if they would have caught me with that, they could have charged me with possession of a dangerous weapon or something. But the majority of the time, it was just, you know, just arguments or something where he got frustrated. And I don't know if he called the police because he was scared of what he was going to do because he was so frustrated or what.
Man, if you're frustrated, take a moment, take a chill pill, count to 10. There's ways to deal with frustration. Picking up the phone and dialing 911 is a terrible method of parenting. Thanks for your call, Dave. Toll-free number tonight for you to bring up anything. Tell your story about your parents calling the cops on you or getting caught with pornography. We can also talk about all kinds of other things coming up here in hour number 3 next on Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.